Okay, tonight's Maral, the last that we'll do in Parshat Tzav, is a fantastic Marav, really a brilliant comment that is, unlike most of the ones that we've done, intrinsically brilliant for what he has to say. The context of this comment is really what I'd like to focus on for tonight. So we began discussing last night the idea of the inauguration, this Shiva Yemei HaMiluim, in which Moshe gets Aharon and his sons and the Mishkan ready for service. And so the end of our parasha, the Torah describes it as what's known as the Shemen HaMishcha, the oil of anointment. And all of the Kelim, all of the vessels of the Mishkan needed to be anointed, as did Aharon and his sons, with this special oil in order, as part of the process of getting them ready. So the Torah describes, Vayikach Moshe Shemen HaMishcha. Moshe took this Shemen HaMishcha, this special oil, Vayimshachas HaMishkan, and he anointed the Mishkan, as Kol Asherbo, everything inside of it, and he was Vayimshachas HaMizbeach, as Kol Kelav, the Kiyor, the Kano, Vayitzok Mishemen HaMishcha Rosh Aharon, besides for all the vessels, and on Aaron's head, and on his sons, and everyone is anointed, and everything is ready to go. There's one other detail the Torah adds, and that is, Vayaz Mimenu Al HaMizbeach Sheva Po'amim. That Moshe sprinkled from the Shemen HaMishcha, he sprinkled onto the Mizbeach 7 times. So besides for everyone being anointed, the Mizbeach itself got 7 sprinkles of the Shemen HaMishcha. And Rashi makes a 6-word comment. Rashi says, Lo yadati heichon nitztava behazos halolu. I have no idea where the command came for this. I looked from beginning of the building of the Mishkan until the end. Nowhere, and despite all the details that Hashem gave Moshe for how to get everything ready, and everything was told about how to do the inauguration process, it doesn't say anywhere that Hashem told Moshe to sprinkle the Mizbeach with 7 sprinkles from the oil. Anoint everything, yes. Sprinkle the Mizbeach. Rashi says, Lo yadati. I don't know where it came from. The Ramban comments, the Ramban says, maybe, Efshari says the Ramban, that it came from that the fact that the Mizbeach is called Kodesh HaKadoshim, not just holy, but the Torah uses the language of especially holy. So the Ramban suggests maybe Moshe understood from the additional sanctity that the Mizbeach has that it requires something more than just anointing, it requires sprinkling as well. We find sprinkling in various other aspects of based on Mikdash functioning. So the Ramban suggests that. The Ramban was a contemporary of Rashi. He lived a little bit after Rashi did. But they're both considered early Rishonim. So Rashi says, I don't know. The Ramban says, maybe it's from this. The Maral, who lived 400 or 500 years later, Maral says, Nirali, I think where it came from. And he makes 2 suggestions. These are technical suggestions. I'll just do them very briefly. Number one, he says, the fact that the Mishkan was filled with earth. The hollow section of the Mishkan was filled in with earth. And the Maral says, that can't be anointed. You could anoint things that are copper or metal or people. But how do you anoint earth? So because you couldn't anoint it, maybe that's why it needed to be sprinkled. And then he gives another technical answer. He says, Inami, he says, the fact that the Torah describes using a specific language of vichitesa al hamizbeach, which in context means you'll purify the mizbeach. So the Maral proves that word vichitesa must mean to sprinkle, and he says that that's for sure the pshat, and he concludes, vizet nirali pashut. To me, that's obvious. The fact that the Torah uses this word vichitesa elsewhere in Sefer Shmos about the mizbeach, I think that means to sprinkle. Nirali pashut, that's where it came from. Okay, a very technical Maral. The whole conversation is worth noting for a couple of reasons. Number one, Rashi. The humility of Rashi, which he does several times in Chumash, when he comes across something that he doesn't know, most of us, if we were experts in a particular field, and then we come across something which we don't understand, so it's very easy to, okay, I won't comment, I'll just skip over it. I don't have to draw attention to the fact that this part I don't know, I won't say anything. And Rashi has the comment here, of there's a sprinkling, and he says, Lo yadati. I don't know. I don't know where it came from. I can't find a source. How did Moshe know to do this? So Rashi comments, I don't know. And then on that, there's this concept of makom hinichuli avosai. The Gemara uses a phrase of later generations have the ability to say, there's room that has been left for me to develop Torah. There's room for me to say my own thing. And there's this combination of Torah of we have to stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. The Amorayim, the later sages in the Gemara, do not like to argue on the Tanaim. They came before them, they don't want to argue. But sometimes there's a place where this wasn't addressed. And if it wasn't addressed, I need to say something. And here you have Maral, who is the great champion, the defender of Rashi. We don't say this every night, but almost every comment of the Maral is answering a challenge that someone asked on something that Rashi says, and the Maral's coming to defend him. And here you have an example in which Rashi says, I don't know. So one might have thought that the Maral would say, listen, if my Rebbe, if Rashi doesn't know, so who am I? Who am I to suggest anything? And that's not the pattern. In with respect, there's room to say, I have a thought. I have a chiddush. I have an aspect that hasn't been uncovered. Rashi didn't know. That doesn't mean I'm not allowed to suggest something. And this has been the pattern. That's Torah is a living Torah. It is, in the one hand, it's etched in stone, literally, as the written Torah. It's an oral Torah, which is transmitted and developed. Every year, new svarim are being published, new chidushim, new thoughts. And here it plays itself out in this way in which Rashi, in his humility, says, I don't know. And the Maral, 500 years later, says, I have some suggestions. And that, and then he concludes by saying, I'm nearly partial. I think this is obvious. Rashi couldn't figure it out. Nearly part. I think this is the pshat. And that's the balance always of humility and finding a room for a chiddush, finding room, which is a Torah Schaim, is a living Torah. And that's how we balance. As the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, "Hevim misavik ba'afar aglayim." You have to wrestle in the dust of the feet of those who come before us. As many say, recognize you're in their feet, the dust of their feet. But you can wrestle once you have that recognition of the humility of who we are and where we stand. Makom minichu liavosai. Sometimes there's room left for us still to say our own thoughts, our own Torah, and to continue the tradition, the development of things as it's played out over here.